Many of you will know that almost as regular as the 5-year cycle, I reflect upon my mom and dad this time of year. 2 events bring them to mind, 3 really. The first is the October date of their wedding anniversary. The second is the passing from beautiful fall into the gray skies of winter. The third reminder is that of All Saints and All Souls Days at the beginning of November. It has been at least 5 years since I quoted the beginning of William Cullen Bryant's poem, The Death of the Flowers. His poem comes to mind because almost always during my early youth, at this time of year, my mom would quote his poem, usually while we were doing the supper dishes on a gray evening. At least that is how I remember it this many years later. I quote the poem. The melancholy days are come, the saddest of the year, of wailing winds and naked woods and meadows brown and sere. Heaped in the hollows of the grove, the autumn leaves lie dead. They rustle to the eddying gust and to the rabbit's tread. The robin and the wren are flown, and from the shrubs the jay, and from the woodtop calls the crow throughout all the day. Where are the flowers, the fair young flowers that lately sprang and stood in brighter light and softer airs, a beauteous sisterhood? William Cullen Bryant wrote that poem to commemorate the death of his sister, who apparently died in early November, thus the gray and grieving tone of his poem. Most of us can probably relate to the melancholy of the often sunless weather of late fall and approaching winter. And we also grieve at the loss of our loved ones. But we can grieve with hope because of our Christian faith. My mom was not melancholy by temperament, nor was she the bubbly type of person. She was just steady and balanced, a good witness for me and my brother and dad. As a teacher, she loved poetry and would decry the fact that reading and memorizing poetry had slipped away from, for the most part, from elementary and secondary academic curricula. Above all, she was a woman who lived her Catholic faith on good days and melancholy days. Mom wasn't very demonstrative about her beliefs and practice. She carried her share of suffering and burdens in life, but she took them as they came. She's been on my mind as I have been doing rehab for my shoulder replacement. My mother had broken both hips and was faithful in rehab. I remember how much I respected her for that. Mom's kind of holiness was less than dramatic, but it has become more and more attractive to me over the years. It is how I remember her fondly, both on All Saints and All Souls Day. Not surprisingly, the marriage of my mom and dad was also less than dramatic, unless remaining steady and faithful is considered dramatic. And in the culture of our times, I suppose, their fidelity and perseverance through the trials and difficulties of their life should be described as dramatic. I was too young to realize how difficult it must have been for folks of their generation to endure the poverty of the Great Depression. A friend of mine who grew up in similar circumstances as I did was remarking to me recently that we really didn't know we were living in difficult times. The poverty wasn't dire, but we did without things and were part of a close family. Our parents led the way, and we can only be grateful. I think this time of year, as we approach the end of another liturgical church year, It might be good to revisit how we responded to our parents during the years of growing up. We remember good times, but we may not always have been as appreciative as we wish we had. The Feast of All Saints and All Souls might be an opportunity to pray gratefully for our deceased parents. And for those who are blessed with living parents still, a review of your response to them and a grateful prayer for them would be a good thing as well. Believe me, I know that some of you do not have happy memories of your parents or one of your parents. That is very painful, and life was or is unfair for you. It would be a generous act to pray for parents who may have been wayward and seemingly unloving. Prayer and the consolation of speaking with a spiritual guide might lead to healing peace. I pray for that for you in any case. Our faith can help us live with hope.